As I start this, I get the feeling that it's going to be rambling. And then there's part of me that says, no, we've got to get it lined up so all of you can connect with it simply. And in actual fact, that's fading from me now. I am letting go of attempting to line it up so that it slips into you as easily as possible. I'm letting that go. I'm letting it go because it restricts what I feel to share. What I feel to share is becoming more subtle, more abstract, more not understandable. And a lot of the things I have to share are not understandable, and yet on some level we know it. What just came up was the subject of bliss. Just in the last day or so, I've been feeling bliss again. I had a period some time ago, I don't know, for years I think, a bliss. Now, the bliss I'm talking about is not just feeling good. And I don't know whether it's the peace that passeth all understanding or the Tao or the kingdom of God. I don't know, because I don't really know what they were talking about. But I know how it felt to me. It felt unexplainable. It's like having a soft, gentle substance that just made everything perfect in every moment, no matter how it was or what was happening. Everything looked at was delightful. And that's come back in the last day or so. So what came up was the question, the person said, when I feel bliss, it doesn't feel like the way you look as though it feels. It might be like this. This state we're talking about, which we will label bliss, is unconditional. And the tradition is in the East that it is not based on anything on the outside. In other words, you don't feel good because of an outside situation. So what our mind tends to do is divide it then, so it can't be to do with the outside. My experience is it's to do with the outside and the inside. And of course that's what Jesus says when you see the outside as the inside and the inside as the outside. And it's not based on the outside. It includes the outside, but it isn't the outside situation that produces the well feeling. The feeling well emanates from the inside and radiates everywhere, inside and outside. So the person was saying, so how come it doesn't feel that way to me when I feel good? So what we were looking at is, yes, how come it doesn't feel that way? And this is the possibility. Usually when most people say they feel good, it is because something on the outside has pleased them or has stopped displeasing them. And there's a release to that. And they feel good. And that's wonderful. And often it doesn't last. So we were looking at, so how come it doesn't last? Well, what it could be is that that feeling is on one level, and under there, there's another level, not as expanded, and is affecting the level where you're feeling good. Usually feeling good is because you're saying yes. And of course, if things on the outside are pleasant, it's easier to say yes. But you'd be amazed if you said an equal level of yes to something that looked unpleasant on the outside, you'd feel just as good. It's not the outside, it's the yes. It's the yes. So when something on the outside is good and you say yes, you feel good. That's on one level. And still active, but not obviously so, some levels down, you are almost certainly got a no, which means yes, 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 but if this happens or that happens, you are going to contract and say no. Now, although that isn't active at the moment, it is contaminating how you feel. So when you feel good, it's not the depth. It's not the peace, the path is understanding. It's not the Tao, it's not the kingdom of God. It's not perfection. Because the no is still in your system somewhere. So the game is certainly not to deny feeling good and have things the way you want them on the outside. Absolutely not. But not to make that the point of you feeling good, the outside. Because the outside is going to change. And often it's going to change in a way that doesn't suit that contracted, that sick part in you. And then you won't feel good again. The game is to say, yes, I feel good, and keep being open. Is there a no anywhere in you in that moment, at any depth? And then recognize it and say, oh, yes, that's there. I contracted about that. I'm against that. Because that's your contamination. No matter how deep it is contaminating. No matter how fit you get physically, if there's part of you you're not exercising just as well, that part will affect your whole system because the blood passes through it. So everything is affecting everything. And it's just becoming aware of that. And don't make it wrong or don't make it bad or just say, ah, that's right. That's what I need to look at. That's what I need to be with. Not work on, not change. Because when you're against something, you don't know what it is. So how can you change it if you don't know what it is? You're trying to change something that you think it is. And if it was the way you could see it clearly, it wouldn't be upsetting you anymore. As soon as you see something clearly, it changes on its own. It dissolves. It's gone. So it's just a matter of having this moment, experiencing it just as it is, and be with it. And it'll keep transforming. And then the next time something happens that pleases you on the outside, you'll feel a different level of depth to it because there's not so much resistance down there. And one day, when you say an absolute, unconditional yes to this very moment, pop. Suddenly. The unexplainable.